Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna Lifestyle brand, New York Times best-selling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where our topic is best of detoxing as a lifestyle. So today, beauties, is our last episode in our best of series that we've been running here over the past few weeks of July as I've been on maternity leave. And I thought this would be a great time to bring up this idea of lifestyle detoxing. Kind of fits into the theme of life right now, I think, in summer. Our topic in our Saluna Circle this month is actually living with more easefulness, which means we're flowing along and detoxing on an ongoing way, and cleansing in an ongoing way is part of that, because it means that there's more easefulness in our energy, in our digestion, in how we feel in our bodies, and therefore how we feel in our minds and in our lives. So when we talk about detoxing, it's a really holistic approach, which is based on our four cornerstones: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. And we here at Saluna truly believe that everything from weight loss to peacefulness to detoxing can really be applied and looked at through this lens, through this holistic approach. And that's how we get the best results. And that's how we absolutely feel our best. So really excited to dig in today to offer some tangible, helpful ways to support you in your ongoing detoxing in all areas of your life. Caitlin is here today to help us through today's show. We have both been through some major life changes in the past few years, including detoxing our bodies, detoxing relationships, moving on from them. And I can't tell you enough how much keeping all these cornerstones in check has made all the difference, and to help us feel grounded and sustainable and get the most oomph, so to speak, out of really detoxing. It's, you know, it's like you could do something for 2 or 3 days and lose a bunch of water weight, but we're talking about a deeper way of detoxing, letting go, and coming out on the other side more transformed. So really excited about today's show. All that being said, real quick, please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, which could be a sentence or two. Super easy, free, a great energetic way to support the show. And while you're at it, please be sure to subscribe to our show. And that way you don't miss out on any of these Q&A community podcasts on Thursdays and our interview podcasts, which are on Mondays. So that's over on iTunes. All that being said, okay, let's dive into our show today, please.
So we have Pamela from Kentucky. Have you ever done a digital detox? With being pregnant, a mom, and working full time, how do you balance your world so that you get what you need done without losing yourself in a digital world?
Pamela, thank you so much for your question. I give you a big hug out in Kentucky, which is a state I haven't been to, but I would love to go one day. So here's my 2 cents about this. It's sort of like a digital detox to me can be the way that we do physical detoxes in life. So it means once in a while you can do a full detox, a full smoothie and juice cleanse like we used to do at our juice shop Glow. And I still do administer some cleanses at my current juice shop at the Four Seasons, the Saluna juice shop, but where you are blocking off 3 or 5 days and you go full out. Just like you did, Kay, last week. I'm on vacation and I go full out. So I think those type of detoxes are very healthy to do periodically when you can, a few times a year. Like when I'm on vacation, when I'm overseas, I'm going to not be on my computer. In fact, I don't even bring my computer when I go on vacation. I really try not to.
Right.
So the second kind of detox, though, is what we call, is those of you that have read The Beauty Detox Solution, this idea of ongoing cleansing. So it's, what do I do on a daily basis where I start to filter and be more discerning and cut back? And this is, honestly, for me, has been the biggest impact on my life, because you're right, Pamela, I am working every minute pretty much I'm not with Bubby. Like now he's in preschool for a couple hours a day and I am cranking. And when I'm with him, I am present. I try to be really, really present, and I am pregnant. So there's a lot going on, and I'm gonna have time with my husband, and I'm definitely more tired at night. And so there is a lot. So here's some of the ways that I manage my digital world. Number one, and I've talked about this before, but when I open up my computer, when I go on my web browser, it used to be Yahoo. And then I would have little links at the top and I would go click through to my Saluna email. That was wasting, I would say, on average, 10 to 25 minutes a day, because I would, oh, look at what's trending. I don't know if they do it anymore. I haven't been on Yahoo in like a couple years since I did this, but I would click on what was trending, whether it was in politics or entertainment or whatever. And it would be a big waste of time. And then I would kind of go down that rabbit hole digitally and then be like, oh yeah, I got to get into my email. And every time I opened up my computer, I was caught up in that. Now it opens up to the Self-Realization Fellowship page. So I just get a nice message about meditation, and it's not distracting. It feels grounding. And then I go right into my email. So boom, I stay focused by what comes into my space when I go on my computer. So I would encourage you to look at these little transition points, what your web browser opens out to. Believe me, these little things start to make a big difference. Number two, I started batching my texts and when I write back. So instead of just like someone texts me and I write back right away, even if I'm in the middle of playing with Bubby and we're picking oranges, or I'm in the middle of writing something, I actually put my phone in airplane mode if I'm working on an article or I'm writing. When I'm not, you know, when I know Bubby is okay, I mean, sometimes I get, if he's napping or whatever. Obviously, as a mom, sometimes you need to always have your phone on just in case for emergencies, but or just keep your, you know, phone. You could have a special alert from the school or from the babysitter, whoever's watching them. But other than that, I don't let this dribble come in where I'm constantly feeling like I need to reply. I do it when I sit down. I'll like, okay, for 10 minutes now, I'm going to answer back all my friends and all the texts and everything I need to do in one go. And I do the same thing on WhatsApp. And so that really helps to batch versus letting it pick away, because I know, okay, you always say habit-wise, if whatever you do that interrupts your flow, it takes, what, 40 seconds or a minute to get back on track, something like that?
Yeah, it takes a few seconds. So it's like if you have to think every time, that's why they say multitasking isn't good, because if you're constantly going back and forth from things, you, like you're saying, it ends up being a couple of minutes, and then you quantify that, you know, maybe you're losing 30 minutes to 2 hours a day just because you're doing too many things at once.
Exactly. And then third, my third and last tip here is that I maintain what I call the sacred times. So for me, that's very much the morning, and it's the evening after a certain point, which right now for me is probably around 8 o'clock. And again, it could be while you're with your children or while you're with your self or whatever. And those are the times where I am not digital. So in the morning, I need that time to ground. You know, Bubby usually comes in our bed and we're cuddling. We meditate. I'm not on my phone. I mean, I admit when I get up, I do check for emergencies, but then I don't get on Instagram. I don't get into emails until later. Like I like that time digital free. And also after sacred time at night, like by 8 o'clock on, it's just time for me and my husband, and I'm not on there. And again, when I'm playing with Bubby, I you know, I'll batch it if he is, you know, in the corner playing with a puzzle for a couple of minutes. I may check, but I'd avoid the dribble, and there's times where I'm just not going to be on there. And I think finding in your life, setting those limits and sticking to them is a discipline, right? Just like, I'm not going to eat donuts every time I see them. I'm not going to, you know, party every night. Treat your digital space the same way. As soon as I get up, or whatever it is for you, I'm not going to be on Instagram until I have my glowing green smoothie, until I meditate, or until I'm in my commute. Just try to carve out some real boundaries, and I think that really helps. Otherwise, it just seeps into our whole life and it takes over, and we don't really have that sacred routine time. We don't have that sacred me time. And again, I think that's so critical.
100%. So easy to just scroll along and hours have passed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we have Maria living in Seattle. We have a few team members in Seattle. So shout out to everybody over there. She's saying, I feel like my whole life needs a detox. Where do I start when we have the four cornerstones to work on and all of them are equally as important?
Oh, Maria, I love this question. Thank you so much for bringing up the cornerstones. You guys know I love to talk about this because I think that it is a really key way to tap into your true beauty, taking a much more holistic approach. The cornerstones, again, are food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. And I have always found when we ignore one or we don't nurture one or two, we obsess over the other ones. So for instance, if we're not processing our emotions in a healthy way, then we tend to get obsessed with food. Food cravings take over, or we get obsessed with our bodies and working out and being skinnier. So thank you for bringing that up, Maria. You beauties, if you are curious about this, if you're new to us talking about the four cornerstones, please check out our free ebook, which you can get over on our website, which is mysaluna.com. So I would say, Maria, a really great approach to take is to look at the four cornerstones and to come up or commit to one step, one practice in each of them. So for instance, again, food, you could say, you know, every day now I am going to drink hot water with lemon in the morning. Or maybe because it's spring and I know that lemon water really supports liver tissue, I'm going to drink it twice a day. So there you go. Boom. There's a way to elevate the food part. Second cornerstone is body. So you could think, okay, what's really great for my body right now? What do I need? Is it an extra hour of sleep? Maybe I start my sleep practice an hour earlier. Is it, you know, supplements? Do I need to start taking Detoxy again? Have I gotten off the wagon, which is our oxygen-based supplement, which I love and I'm obsessed with and I could not live without. So maybe that's top of mind for me. Or maybe it's, you know, getting a little bit more natural light in or doing a walk every day, whatever it is for body. And then moving on to emotional well-being. Can I spend 10 minutes processing my feelings or journaling? You know, whatever feels good to you in that cornerstone, but thinking about really nurturing mental health and stress. And fourth is spiritual growth. So can I commit to spending another minute in my meditation? Or if I haven't meditating at all, can I meditate for 1 minute, 3 minutes in the morning or at night? So I would say, Maria, a beautiful thing, as I mentioned, is just pick a practice in each of the four cornerstones that's simple and easy and doable, and that will help you feel very harmonious. This approach of picking one instead of going, you know, really deep into one. Sometimes we know when we're really off in one cornerstone and that works. But in your case, because you feel like you want to work on all of them, I would say pick that simple practice and let it, you know, let it feel really holistic and balanced by working on all four cornerstones at once.
such a great suggestion. So many times we can feel overwhelmed. One thing I was thinking about when you were talking about that is how we always talk about just taking out, if you haven't heard this, Maria, you know, taking out a piece of paper and splitting it into four, and then, you know, you can write some things down in each cornerstone and then decide, you know, maybe what you want to work on or focus on first as a form of journaling. Because here at Soluna, that's a big part of what we do, and we talk a lot about in our Soluna Circle online as a practice that can really help too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, Kay.
Okay, beauties, with that, maybe everybody can put their four cornerstones together while we take a quick break here, and then Kimberly will be back to answer the last two questions.
We've all heard the saying, you are what you eat, but that's not exactly true. It's actually, you are what you digest. And because of us having compromised systems, not chewing well enough, eating less than ideal foods and combinations, the bottom line is that we are not digesting as efficiently as possible, and we are not getting the nutrients out of our food that we think we are. Imagine that. You spend all this money on organic food, and then you don't even get the nutrient value benefits. That's where feel-good digestive enzymes come in. I've been taking digestive enzymes for years, and I was inspired to make my own formula to boost the benefits even more, which include, firstly, helping you prevent bloating by helping your food digest and get through your GI tract faster. And secondly, allowing you to get the most nutrition out of your food by increasing the more thorough breakdown of protein, fats, and carbs. Our digestive enzymes contain 2 to 3 times more lipase to break down fat, so it's not as easily stored on your body than other leading formulas. And we also added in strains to break down fiber and also candida. Take 2 to 3 capsules right before your meals. And use code BOOSTHEALTH to get 20% off your first order of Feel Good Digestive Enzymes and our other products at mysoluna.com. That's Boost Health for 20% off your first order today at mysoluna.com. Gut health and probiotics have become buzzwords today. But with so many choices, what are we supposed to pick? As I've always said, nature is our highest teacher. And all of our ancestors had one thing in common. They pulled veggies from the ground and they didn't have running water. So they would all eat a small amount of soil every day from the unwashed veggies. And that soil actually contained an optimal mix of probiotics that made our ancestors' guts healthy and also grew healthy organic produce. And this is what our Feel Good SBO probiotics are based on. SBO stands for soil-based organisms. So in other words, the ideal mix of bacterium found in healthy soil. We took the most effective, clinically researched SBO strains and combined them with prebiotics to help feed the probiotics, as well as postbiotics to help ensure optimal colonization in our guts, which is where they are needed to create balance with our microbiome. Feel Good SBO probiotics support good gut health, which is largely dependent on a healthy microbiome. A healthy microbiome impacts the healthy functioning of everything from your skin, your body's largest organ, to your moods, your energy, your digestion, everything. Remember that more than a high culture count, you want a formula that can survive stomach acid and contains the right ratios. And that's what my Feel Good SBO probiotics are all about. They're the most effective clinically researched strains in the proper ratios to be a harmonious, highly effective formula for creating balance, health, immunity, and beauty in your body. Try them risk-free today. Use code BOOSTHEALTH to get 20% off your first order at mysoluna.com. That's BOOSTHEALTH for 20% off your first order at mysoluna.com. All right, beauties, we are back from the break, and we have a few more questions for you all to share around this ever-important topic of detoxing as a lifestyle. So we all know that, again, we can focus on putting in, but what we release, what we let go of, what we detox in an ongoing way is really, really important to create that flow going in our lives.
Perfect. Well, this next question from Christine, who is out of Old Bridge, New Jersey, I thought was interesting because we talk a lot about detoxy and its benefits. And this question I thought was important to answer. So she asks about detoxy and she says, I know it's not habit forming and it does help you release waste toxins. But if it stimulates you to go to the bathroom, will it weaken your ability to go on your own, especially if you're taking it daily?
So, Christine, thank you so much for asking this question. New Jersey in the house.
Yeah.
I was actually born in New Jersey, Kay. I lived there.
Oh, you did? Before. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
My first few years of life were in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Represent.
Yes. So, this is a fantastic question because I want to clarify the difference between detoxy and a laxative.
Okay.
So basically the reason that a laxative or how a laxative works is it goes into your system and it irritates your bowel. It irritates it so much. It's like shaking it. So think about like if you take your arm and you're like trying to get a spider off your hand, right? And you shake it rather violently and it stimulates a release. Like that's what's happening to your bowel. It's really irritating it to the point where it just wants to expel whatever's inside. And that's why laxatives weaken your ability to go to the bathroom over time, because it's like that overstimulation that we talk about so much, Kay, the opposite of balance.
Oh.
It can weaken your peristalsis and your natural ability where your bowel gets used to that irritation before it starts to release. It gets used to it, looks for it in a sense. Now, detoxy is a completely different thing. Detoxy is not going into your bowel and stimulating a release. It is releasing nascent oxygen in your system. And the nascent oxygen can get between the old stuff on your that lines your colon walls and is in your body, and it helps to naturally peel it out and loosen it and get it out of your system through oxygen. So oxygen in and of itself is healing, it's anti-aging, it builds, it's great for your hair, it's great for your skin. The reason, some people take a lot of oxygen, a lot of detoxy, and they're like, oh my gosh, I got diarrhea, I was going to the bathroom a lot. You just have to play with the amount. But when you start to get to the right amount, the right timing per week or whatever it is, you'll find that perfect mix for your body. And again, it's working on really helping that deep detoxification and waste release. It's not that irritating laxative, which is from, you could get it from so-called natural laxatives like Senna, or other sort of herbal supplements or commercial laxatives like you find at CVS or other drugstores. It acts in a completely different way, which is why you could take detoxy every day for a very long time like I did. And now I just take it a few times a week and it actually helped to strengthen my peristalsis. It strengthened my ability to go on my own because it removed some of those old blocks, the incrustations. Sorry to get into this, but it's gross, but it's true. Like all that old stuff that reduces the size through which the passageway of waste can flow through. You have to break that up so that you can start to go to the bathroom better on your own. But now, even though I go much better on my own and I'm not constipated anymore like I used to be, I still take it weekly for anti-aging reasons, for increased oxygen, which helps your skin look great long-term and your organs functioning well and everything in your body functioning better.
Yeah. Thank you so much for clarifying that because I thought it was really important because that question has come in before. So people just really understand, how things work. And like you said, I think that's a good point to make about if you take too much. It can maybe be, cause I remember one time I took like a bunch and then it was too much. And then I found like the right dosage for me at the time. So sometimes like you're saying, you do just have to play with it and see where you're at. And that's not a deterrence. It's just depending on where your body is. So I think that's a good point to make as well. And I can speak from experience that's true. You know, it's a true thing to just find, you might think like more is better, but sometimes less is more. So it's just finding that balance for you. And, I'm glad we got to talk about this. Okay, so we have one more here. There's been a lot to talk about today. So to round out the show, we have Samantha living in Texas. My husband and I go through bouts of fighting over dumb, random things. I'm thinking we just need to take more breaks from each other. Have you had this with any of your relationships, and what do you suggest?
Samantha, thank you, honey, for this question. I love it. I think it highlights an important aspect of relationship detox. Sending you a big hug, sending you lots of love. I love this. I 100% am a huge fan of breaks and independent time within a relationship. I have been in codependent relationships where we spent too much time together, and I think it can result in over familiarity, as Yogananda calls it, where you start to say things and behave in ways that you wouldn't with anyone else in your life because you just kind of get too comfortable. And I think it can create, you know, that over dependency, that commingling where you kind of think the other person should be a certain way, you control, or you think they're responsible for your happiness. So I think, you know, personal interests, personal time, personal hobbies, all of it is so critical to a healthy relationship. You know, they say every healthy relationship, and I learned this again with, you know, Bubby's toddler group, every healthy relationship means time together and time apart. Time together, time apart. And I think that can cut back on fighting over dumb, random things. I think some of that comes from just the friction of being around each other too much and everyday living, and little annoyances start to add up. So yeah, Samantha, like, you know, carve out time for yourself, spend time with your girlfriends, have some girls' nights out, some, you know, just friend time, go for walks by yourself, spend more time meditating, just do more stuff on your own, and your husband will do the same. And when you come together, I think you appreciate each other more, and it's not as humdrum, and you're not just taking each other for granted. What do you think, Kay?
100%. I agree with you. it's a tough one, right? Because I'll go back and forth where I'm like, I want to do everything. And but then there are the moments where when I first was in my relationship, I was more like obsessed and kind of neglected my friends and doing other things. And then as the relationship settled, I got back into me, and, you know, I traveled, I went to Europe with my sister, and I travel for work, and I have my running club and my crafts and things like that. And I feel really good when I go do those things. Then I come back and enjoy the time we have together versus when we're together all the time. I definitely get a little bit more agitated, or I just don't feel the same, where it is nice to have connection and contact with other people and not have that codependency. I've definitely had codependency in my relationships before. So I think those are all really good suggestions, and what really creates a happy, balanced relationship. You know, our partner can't give us everything, right? They're not the perfect person. Sometimes we get things from other people. Maybe a friend is into something you're into that your husband's not. So, you know, you talk with her and you do things that fulfill you in that way.
Exactly, Kay. Like, that's what I was going to say when I was listening to you, was this idea that all the relationships in our life nourish us in different ways. And I have gone through those periods where I, like, didn't see my friends as much. And we're like, yeah, I'm so excited about this new relationship, and kind of held off on making plans until I could see like what our plans were.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's very important to me, my women's groups, as you know, Kay. So I do circles. You know, we have our online circle, then we do, you know, public Saluna circles, and I do circles with my friends, and I love that space. And I have a couple different women's groups. Like, I do circle at my house and other houses, and then I have mom's groups. And I get a different kind of nourishment being around women, I find, and friends than my husband.
Right.
And he's like a guy, you know. He doesn't really, I mean, he listens to my feelings, but the way I go into it with some of my friends, like, it's just not different. The same. And I don't want to put that on him, because I do like to talk about different things. So yeah, I think when we have a balanced, you know, our time needs to be balanced with all different relationships, it kind of makes them all be healthy, healthier. So yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, breaks, time apart, more friend time, not getting lost in your romantic partner. So thank you for bringing that up, Samantha. I think
important way to round out our show.
Thank you so much for tuning in, beauties, today. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for our connection. I do believe everything happens for a reason. Vibrationally, we are drawn together. We're here to support each other. We're on the path together. I send you so much love. And we'll be back next week for some new shows with fresh questions from the community. I have been very grateful for this sacred time, grounding in with the family, my maternity leave. I'm excited more than ever to connect and for our community. Remember to head over to mysaluna.com for tons of resources, including our free Four Cornerstones of True Beauty ebook. And remember that I'm on Instagram every day, which is @_KimberlySnyder. Take care, sending you lots and lots of love, and see you back here soon.